And then, what do we have here? It looks like we got plastic folders with lots of stuff in them.
We try to always include in a notebook a way for the person with aphasia to bring in context that we would not have guessed about.
I see.
And this is a concept that a lot of people know is like a remnant book or remnant notebook. But we try to include that in all of our books so that people can put things in there. A lot of times people with aphasia are walking around with pockets full of things and purses full of things, billfolds. So this is a way to just help them organize themselves and allow them to bring in things that I would have never guessed they wanted to talk about.
Okay.
And we encourage them to do that and train their families and talk to their families about doing this as well.
Okay, good. And then these become part of the therapy activities or become part of the book, the low-tech book, or may in fact develop into a theme for later on in a high-tech application as well.
Yeah, if it's something that's going to come and then go, this is probably a good place for it to stay. But if it's something that's used often, we would probably transfer that into a page in the book or some kind of system to handle it so that it's available. It's not pictured here, but one of our people with aphasia, kind of a stack of business cards that they used a lot to communicate who they were talking about.
I'm
talking about this doctor, or I'm talking about this place, or these people. This person used the business cards to do that. In that case, we decided to use business card holders in the book, so that it would just be more organized rather than kind of whipping out all these business cards and laying them all over the table. And I have to say that at first the person resisted that because they were used to this system of kind of moving it all over the table and then picking it out. But as the person used it more and more, they ended up saying, thank you for doing this. This is much better. It's much easier for me.
Yeah, well, it's probably also a navigation issue. That when you lay it all out, you can use recognition memory to find the one you want. When you've got it on a number of pages, then you're back to navigation once again. It's kind of interesting, going back to Amy's presentation, when Ron was talking about the Lewis and Clark exhibit, I think that first showed up as sort of a remnant of the ticket he bought to get in, or the program, or a bulletin, or something like that, and then later on, we start getting a lot